Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
It was the first early morning practice of training camp, and Buffalo's run game was up and at them on Tuesday. Chris Brown along with John Murphy, and Murph, the first day the pads go on, and there were some big holes for the backs to run through today.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the good lanes for the Buffalo running backs as they got the running game going. Buffalo led the league in total number of rushes last season, and they were second in rushing yards per game at 144 yards. So on Tuesday, the men up front kind of picked up where they left off, giving the back some good holes to run through.
You put the pads on and arm tackles don't happen as often, and you know, it's usually a little better run game once the pads come on for us, and you know, we did a great job finding those running backs are doing a great job back there. That's who we want to be. We've got, you know, studs back there, and you know, we've got a good offensive line, and that's only going to help us in the passing game. So we know we're a running team, and that's what we want to be.
We get the offensive line able to get to, you know, blocks, able to make some contact and things like that once they put the pads on. And they were definitely opening up some holes for us today. You know, we notice it, and it's always the best part for us as running backs. We love putting pads on and being able to feel some actual contact out there.
Definitely as an O-line, we want to pride ourselves in running the ball, and I think today, especially in the run game, we kind of did well, but in the passing game, we got to pick it up a little bit.
One quarterback who has shown well since the spring workouts is Jeff Toole, the second-year player who looks poised to push Thad Lewis for the backup quarterback spot on the roster. Toole got the lion's share of the second team reps in the Tuesday workout, and head coach Doug Marrone confirmed that he earned those reps.
We have a battle for the second team quarterback. We're trying to find out who it is, and Jeff did a nice job in OTAs, and he's earned himself some more reps.
I'm just going to continue to do the same thing. I'm going to come out here and try to play the best football I can and use the abilities that God has given me the best I can. And wherever that takes me, it takes me. That's all I've done. There's no secret formula, no secret nothing, just hard work and just getting my head in the playbook and see what happens.
On the highlight reel Tuesday, Sammy Watkins again was making head-turning plays. On the first play of 7-on-7, Watkins slipped behind the defense down the right sideline for a 70-yard touchdown, his second in as many days. In 11-on-11, Fred Jackson had this cavernous hole to run through as he got to the second level quickly and into the secondary for first down yardage and more. Watkins also expertly towed the sideline on this throw from Manuel in 11-on-11 to complete the catch inbounds. Scott Chandler had this grab over the middle for a 20-yard pass play on a throw from Manuel. Mike Williams made this reception despite some tight coverage along the right side from Manuel. Defensively, Denoris Searcy had a tap-out sack on a safety blitz coming off the right side in 11-on-11. Brandon Spikes had a would-be sack as well on Jeff Toole when he came up the middle to get to Toole before the pass was made. Nigel Bradham had a sack on a blitz play as well during 11-on-11 when he tapped out Manuel to end the play. And Ron Brooks had an interception on a Thad Lewis pass intended for Torrey Gurley on what looked like a miscommunication.
A roster move on Tuesday as well. Linebacker Darren Kitchens was waived injured, and the Bills signed free agent linebacker Zavis Boyd. Missing from practice Tuesday, among those missing, tight end Chris Gregg and fullback Evan Rodriguez, both suffering from muscle cramps, and cornerback Brandon Smith was held out with a lower body injury.
And the only other note really was Coach Marrone confirmed there is no kicker competition. Dan Carpenter is the kicker for the Buffalo Bills for 2014. Dustin Hopkins, who was also on the roster, only has a chance to make this roster as a kickoff specialist. Bills are back on the practice field on Wednesday at 8 a.m. John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.